with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Board of Supervisors has postponed any action on ending coronavirus-related restrictions imposed by the Riverside County Public Health Officer because it couldn't reach consensus and was uncertain about what Governor Gavin Newsom may propose later this week. The 5-0 vote Tuesday to reconvene for a special session at 1 p.m. Friday followed an 8-hour meeting with more than 100 speakers appearing in person and addressing the board by telephone. Board Chairman Manuel Perez and Supervisor Karen Spiegel originally proposed ending requirements on social distancing, use of face coverings, ongoing limitations on playing golf, keeping schools closed, and barring short-term rentals, except in cases of providing emergency shelter for vulnerable persons. The public health officer, Dr. Cameron Kaiser, last week signed orders keeping the regulations in place until June 19th. By dropping them, the county would align with state mandates and no longer have measures that are more austere. Governor Gavin Newsom says small businesses allowed to reopen Friday will have to make many modifications. He says the new normal will stay in place until we get immunity or a vaccine. Newsom held his daily briefing Tuesday at a small Sacramento business that sells California-made products.
It's incumbent upon all of us to work with businesses like this to make sure when we do start to open up the economy, we do so in a safe and judicious way, with the indicator of health guiding our strategies, guiding our decision making, always on the basis of public health.
Under the state's plan Newsom outlined Monday, a range of retailers would be permitted to reopen, including clothing, sporting goods, and flower shops. However, there would be restrictions, such as curbside pickups. More details will be announced Thursday. The next phase of reopening California's economy does not include dine-in eating at restaurants or the reopening of offices. Restaurants in Yuba and Sutter counties have been given the okay to open their dining rooms for sit-down meals. But as Cap Radio's Bob Moffitt reports, some places will continue to only offer curbside pickup.
The tables by the door at Rico's Pizza in Yuba City are still stacked on top of each other, and the chairs are piled high in the corner. Sarah Saylors owns the place. Even though restaurants have lost 80-90% of their income and sit-down meals are now allowed, she's not ready to unstack those chairs.
I got to think about my employees, too, because we have a bathroom. We have to walk by all these tables. People could be sitting here eating. People have to refill their drinks over here, and there's tables right here. Just trying to play it safe.
Saylors wears a mask. Her employee does not. At Salsa's Fresh Mexican Food, Christian Farias is the owner and greeter.
Being safe about it, washing my hands, I got sanitizer here. I have labels all over and I'm having social distancing.
Every other table has a sign that says, please do not sit here, but she doesn't wear a mask and neither do the kitchen staff. The waitress does. The new county orders say people and employees must wear face coverings if they are unable to be at least 6 feet away from others at all times. I'm Bob Moffitt in Yuba City.
Alleged labor law violations by Uber and Lyft have prompted the state and several California cities to file a lawsuit against the ride-hailing companies. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera said Tuesday that Uber and Lyft misclassify their drivers as independent contractors.
And that is all done at the expense not just of their worker drivers, but at the expense of California taxpayers who are left to pick up the tab.
Herrera says taxpayers wind up footing the bill for services like unemployment insurance, workers' comp, and health care. The suit alleges Uber and Lyft are violating Assembly Bill 5, the labor law that took effect in January and makes it harder for companies to classify workers as independent contractors instead of employees entitled to benefits. In a statement, Uber said, quote, "At a time when California's economy is in crisis with 4 million people out of work, we need to make it easier, not harder, for people to quickly start earning. We will contest this action in court," unquote. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.